This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Kevin, hi, welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage where our players are warming up for today's big match, because today, one of these teams is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. So players, you all set? Everybody ready? Come on, Erica, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. There, Jeff and Susan over here, Adika and Chuck right there. That hall gets longer and longer every day. All right, here we are. This is where it's all going to happen. Let's meet our contestants. On my right, we have Adika.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, how are you? What does Adika stand for?
First husband. Yeah.
What is it, Chuck?
First child of second husband.
First child of second husband. Okay, what would first child of first husband be?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know, an Adika.
I didn't have one.
All right. What do you do for a living, Chuck?
I'm an artist. I'm a freelance artist. I have my own company. I'm management and labor, unfortunately, at the time.
Okay. It's nice to have you here. Wish you good luck. Adika, good luck to you. And now the mother and son team over here, and your name is?
Jeffrey.
Now, I know what Jeffrey means. You know what that means? Wonderful, strong, handsome, terrific person.
Yeah.
And your mom is?
Susan Bierman. I'm an elementary school principal in Norco, California.
So you grade the papers and then whip off to the arcades to play the games, huh, Susan?
That's right.
All righty. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one team here is going to have the chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. It is Tron. All right, everybody, let's shake hands. Let's go play Starcade. Good luck to both teams. And while they're getting ready, Kevin, what do you have in store for them today as far as the games go?
We've got some great games today, Jeff, including a couple of my personal favorites, starting with Sinistar, where evil lives and hungers. Then on to Berserk, survival against the robots and evil Otto. Next is Munchmobile, a grab for food along the road. Then on to Zookeeper, a run to keep the animals caged. And finally, Bubbles. And this game is a mess. And, Jeff, didn't you used to have a girlfriend named Bubbles?
Yes, I did, but she popped off once too often, Kevin. All right. Those are today's five games, and all of you have had a chance to play them before today's show. Now, one of them, as you know, is a mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, a valuable prize is automatically going to be yours, and Kevin is going to tell the home audience what the mystery game is.
Today's mystery game is Bubbles.
Hard as we try out here, we can't hear what he says. It's a secret to everybody, to all of us here. People at home know. Booths and Bermans, I have a question for you. I'll ask you the question. First team to buzz in gets to answer it. Whoever buzzes in has to answer as far as the team goes. Answer it correctly, you'll pick the first game. Here's a question, hands on buzzers. The object of the game Fantasy is to A, rescue Sherry from a variety of meanies, or B, reach Paradise Island. Booths.
Reach Paradise Island.
No, sorry, that's wrong. It's A, rescue Sherry or Cherry from a variety of meanies. That means Beermans, you get a chance to pick the first game. What do you want to play?
Bubbles.
And Bubbles is a mystery game. Good for you, Jeff. That's a mystery game. That means you win a prize automatically. Kevin, what do they get for Bubbles?
It's Tryon's tabletop electronic air cleaner, a handsome portable that removes tobacco and cooking smoke, dust, and pollen. Let us clean the air for you, Tryon.
Oh, good for you, Jeff. You picked the right game offhand. But now, of course, we want to let everybody know how you play Bubbles, and you might want to listen, too. So, Kevin, explain to us how you play Bubbles.
Watch out. This is a messy one. There's crumbs, ants, and greasies, and there's just you to clean them up. Stay away from the brushes and sponges until your bubble has a mouth. Score big by grabbing the broom and then sweeping up the cockroach. The Beermans have gotten themselves into a little mess, but looks like a great time to clean up.
Yeah, we'll see if they do clean up. Now, let's see. Jeff, you picked Bubbles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I presume you're going to play it?
No.
No?
My mom's going
to
play.
Ah, fine messy has you in. Now, you heard what Kevin said and how to play the game. The only other hint I can give you, and you might want to listen to this too, Booths, is when the sink turns green, you can put your bubble down the sink, you get extra points, and move on to the next sink.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Jeff, you go over here and you cheer your mom on. Susan, you're all set to go? All right. You'll have 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. That's after the brushes. Here you get them out. Get the cleaning lady. You got her. Good points. Good. Watch out for that roach. Good, good, good. Oh, you're going to be in trouble. Oh, all right. Maybe the sink will turn green. Good, on to the next sink. You're doing fine. 20 seconds left. There you go. Moving good. The sink is green. You got through another sink. All right, extra points. 15 seconds left. Doing great. Whoa, you're cleaning up. $13,650. I think you did really good. How do you feel about it?
Pretty good.
You proud of your mom?
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. You guys go on back. The booths are going to come up here. Let's see how they do on bubbles. Come on, booths. Okay, Attica and Chuck, turn around, please, so I can talk to you. That's okay. It. Now, who is going to play bubbles?
God.
God is going to play. I don't think he's going to play. One of you.
I'll play it.
You're going to play it. All right, Chuck, I like your comments. How do you think he's going to do, Attica?
Nervous.
You think he's a little nervous? Well, you can cheer him on.
I don't think he's going to be nervous.
Mm-hmm. You think he'll do well?
Yeah.
All right, let's find out. Turn around here. Don't forget when the sink turns green, you can get your bubble down there. Chuck, move up over here just a little bit, Attica. All right. Ready? 50 seconds?
No, wait.
You're not.
Okay.
You ready now?
Yeah.
All right, ready? Get set. Play. There you go. Go for those points. Out for the brush. Get the clean lady if you can. All right. Well, I got hit by a brush. You have another bubble coming up. Here you go. In you go to the next sink. Double point. Move on. 18 seconds. Seconds, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's it. 23,880. I think you did pretty well, Chuck.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Chuck and Attica, head on back. We're going to be right back to see who gets to choose the next game of Starcade. Stay with us.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Tron. Enter a world of dazzling energy and light. Enter a startling new dimension where energy lives and breathes. The world of Tron, furnished by Midway Manufacturing. And now back to Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. One of these teams, Booth or the Beer Mints, is going to get a shot at Tron. We'll find out who it is pretty soon. Right now, let's check the scores. Booth, you have a total so far of 23,880. Beer Mints, you have 13,650, so the booths are well in the lead. But there is still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games are going to determine which team gets to play the name of the game board. So I have another question for you. And hands on buzzers, please. Here's the question. On the first screen of Explorer, the player's ship shoots laser bullets that are what color? A, yellow, B, blue. Nobody wants to take booths.
Nope.
Blue? No, sorry, Attica. It is yellow. And so the Beermans, Jeff and Susan, you get to choose the game again. Which game do you want to play?
Zookeeper.
Zookeeper. Zookeeper it is. So, Kevin, how do you play Zookeeper?
They give me hardly anything to work with, and I'm only one man, but I do my best to keep the animals from wandering the streets. It's not an easy job to rebuild the cage, because they are hungry and they keep chomping away at it, and only the net can help once they've escaped. Until that net appears, I can only run and jump over the animals to get points, and I can spend a moment with my sweet Zelda if I can reach her without falling or being zonked by a coconut. It's not an easy job being a zookeeper, but somebody's got to do it.
Okay, no one better than you, Kevin. Thank you very much. Susan, you played the last game.
That's right, and I'm going to let my son play this one.
Yes, he should go anyway, because we alternate. So, Jeff, you're going to go this time. Only hint I can give you, and Booth, you might want to listen to this, too. There's root beers that will appear around the edge of the zoo. Pick those up to get some extra points.
Okay.
Okay, and look for the net. If any animals escape, grab the net and catch them that way.
Okay.
All right, we wish you good luck. You have 50 seconds. Your team needs some points, so we'll see how well you do. Ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Got you. Here we go. Plenty of time. 30 seconds left. Watch out for the snakes. Whoa, good jump. Wait. Go. Aha, that one got you. Got a couple minutes here. 20 seconds. Get some more points. All right, all right. Good jump. 13, 12, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Jeff, really good. How do you feel?
Fine.
I'm glad. Is he always this talkative?
Yes.
All right. Head on back. Let's see how the booths do. And here they come. Here comes Chuck and Arika. Right? Arika. Okay. Let's see. You have to play this time, Arika.
Yes.
How do you think you are at zookeeper?
Average.
Average. All right. Let's see how well you do. You got a good target to shoot at. You have 50 seconds. And Chuck, if you come around this side, please, you can cheer him on. Right. All set, Arika? Ready? Get set. Play. Okay, here we go. Got to jump over those animals. Don't let them get you. Time is moving. All right, there you go. That's the jump. Way to go. Hey, you got the loop here. Got a net in case you need it. You do need it. Get that out from the net. Got him. All right, put him right back in here. Going to the next one. Next round coming up. 20 seconds. Whoa. Watch out. Look out. 7, 6, 5, 4. That's it. 2,520. That's it, Arika. Not bad, my friend. Shake hands with me. Thank you very much. Chuck, pretty good. All right, let's go on back, and we're going to find out who gets to play the name of the game board. Looks like our game's getting closer and closer as we go along. All right, all of you had a chance to play Bubbles and Zookeeper, and two of you are now going to play for a very special prize. So let's total up the scores from both games and see who gets to play the name of the game board. The Booths have a total of 26,400. Nice score. Beermans have 17,270. Booths are still in the lead. Come on down here. Let's play the name of the game board. All right, Arika, come over here, please. If you want to, right back in there. That's it. Now turn around. Now, Chuck, I didn't want you to move. You come over here, too. All right, there we are. Fine. Behind both of you is a name the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win a marvelous prize. Now, what I want you to do is move closer to me. That's it, because we want to be able to show the boards to our audience. Turn around now, please. You'll go one after the other. Who's going to start first?
I will.
You'll start first, then Chuck will go next.
How long do we get to think about this?
Well, you get a little while to think about it, Chuck. Here we go. Arika, the first one on the left, is that Arabian or the Sheik?
I'll say Arabian.
Arabian is right. Good for you. Chuck, yours up next. Is that Tempest or Sinistar?
Tempest.
Right you are. That's two right. Arika, number three, is that Mario Brothers or The Brothers?
Mario Brothers.
Mario Brothers is right. That's three out of four so far. Chuck, it's up to you. Is that Robotron or 2084? Chuck.
Robotron.
Robotron is right. You guys got all four. Oh, my. Kevin, tell them what they won.
It's the Spectra Video SV318, the personal computer you grow into and not out of, featuring built-in CPM compatibility, 32K of ROM and 32K of RAM, 10 user-definable functions, and a built-in joystick.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. I think you're doing all right, Chuck.
Yeah, this is all right. I like this.
I like it.
Well, do too. We'll be back in a minute to play the final round of Starrcade and see who has a chance to win their very own video arcade game. Don't you go away. All right, here we are at round number two, and the big challenge, only one game left to play, and this time only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we're going to total up all the scores. The top scorer in all games is going to get a chance to win that Tron video arcade game. So, if the teams are ready, here's your last question. Hands on buzzers.
Oh, God.
The game Fast Freddy simulates the thrills and skills of A, formula racing, B, hang gliding. Biermans.
A.
A, formula racing? No, it is B, hang gliding. Booths, you get a chance to pick the machine that you're going to play.
Sinistar.
Sinistar. Oh, that is a great game. You're going to love that. Kevin, tell them about Sinistar.
I am Sinistar. You don't want to get too close to this guy. Mine the crystals by firing on the planetoids, then scoop them up. Because these crystals make Cinnabombs, and lots of Cinnabombs are the only thing that can save you when Sinistar comes for you. And this far-out thing will come for you, so be ready to fight or run from Sinistar.
Okay, Kevin, this is a marvelous game. You're going to have a wonderful time with this. Who's going to play this one?
I'm going to play it. I like this game.
All right. I'll tell you one thing, and you might want to listen to this too, Biermans. When you only have 40 seconds, the game changes a little bit, so maybe you want to just go after the warrior ships for 500 points rather than mining crystals. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, do whatever you care. We wish you good luck. Come over here, and you can cheer them on. 40 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Looking for a warship. There's one now. Got him. Doing fine. 15 seconds. 10 seconds. 4,000, it looks like 150, is that right? 4,350, Chuck, congratulations, did really well. Okay, you guys head back, let's give the Biermans a shot at this one. Come on, Biermans, Sinistar is waiting for you. Now, you've each played one game, who's going to play Sinistar?
I am.
Oh, Jeff, you are?
Yeah.
All right, we wish you good luck, your team is behind, you need points. Ready to go? All right, Susan, you come over here so you can cheer them on, you have 40 seconds. You ready? Get set, play. Doing fine. 25 seconds. Here, gotta wash it. 25 Another warship, get some points. There you go. That's 9 seconds. 5,500 points. You guys did great. Head on back. We're going to find out now who's going to play for their own video arcade game. Teams are congratulating each other, and that's what I like to see. Now let's find out what the grand totals are. The Booths have a grand total of 30,750. The Biermans have 22,750. Booths, you're the winner. Congratulations. Well, Jeff and Susan, I want to thank you for being with us. It was a pleasure meeting you. Hope you had a good time.
We had a great time.
Oh, I'm delighted. And now, Booths, we've got a surprise for you because you guys are the big winners. And for being the big winners, Kevin has something for you that you're going to love. Kev?
Oh.
It's the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Monitor for education, home finance, and entertainment. You're not just playing, you're learning with the Home Computer and Monitor from Texas Instruments.
And not only that, you've also won the right to play for our grand prize, your own video arcade game. It's Tron today. It's a great game. We'll do that right after these words.
All right.
Yeah.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigger Elite. And Electronic Fun with Computers and Games. It's the magazine of the computer age. Fun to read, witty, and informative. It's the ultimate magazine for gamers and computer users of all ages.
And welcome back to Starcade. Now, Chuck and Otacon, this is the big challenge. This is a chance to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed, Berserk and Munchmobile. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Berserk, you'd have to score at least 515 points. If you pick Munchmobile, you have to score at least 1,595 points. Now, these are the average scores of the more than 20 other players who played these same games. I understand you both reached a decision, and you picked Berserk. Is that right?
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Okay. That means if you score 515 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win this Tron game. So while Kevin tells us about Berserk, what do you say we go over and get ready to play? All right, come on.
There you are. Where, you don't know. Why? You don't know that either. But you learn fast to watch out for the robots because they don't want you there. And just when you've got them under control, in comes the bouncing happy face. He's not happy at all. It's the evil Otto, and you can't do a thing about it. It's invincible. So stay clear, or you know what? Zapped again. How'd you get yourself into this mess? Well, when you're lost in this crazy world, it's easy to be a little bit berserk.
All right, they've decided that Otacon's going to play the game. Chuck is going to cheer him on, score 515 points or more in 30 seconds. That grand prize is yours. I hope you take home a Tron today, Otacon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Turn around and let's go. You have 30 seconds to beat 515 points. Ready? Get set. Play. Don't run into any walls. 100 points. Good shot. If you get in trouble, you can run out.
Intruder alert, intruder alert.
Oh, they spotted you. 10 seconds. You need 315 more points. Come on. Keep going. Shoot, shoot, shoot.
Like a robot.
Oh, going to the... Here we go. You're on the... Sorry, you didn't do it. Only 300 points. You needed 515. But you did well today, Otacon. Chuck, you too. Nice to meet you. A good team. And we'll see you next time on Starcade. Until then, this is Jeff Edwards saying, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.